Okay. All right. Hello, I'm Kitesh. I am the assistant director here. I'm also the vice chairman of both the Georgia and the U.S. pirate parties. I've also been the head of the international pirate parties movement. So I've had a bit of experience with Freedom of Information requests. I'm also the lead researcher and community manager at Torrent Freak, and we've had to file a number of Freedom of Information requests, both in the U.S. and in other countries, over the last few years. So that's my kind of experience, my aspect from that side of things.
Sure. And my name is Dave Moss. I am a full-time investigative researcher at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, but I also do a lot of independent investigative journalism for a few alt-weeklies and magazines, usually on criminal justice issues. I also file a lot of public records requests, whether that's FOIA or things like the California Public Records Act. Before I get started, who here has no idea what FOIA is? Anybody? Well, let's do it the other way around. Who is familiar with FOIA?
Generally, is very familiar with FOIA?
Okay. And, all right, so let's go from there. I have just a...
Slow it down so we can make
sorry.
Sure.
I am very hopped up and tired, so I'll try to slow it down. I've got a just sort of brief, very brief presentation, which I did not write myself because somebody else has come up with a... awesome presentation, and they're letting me use a couple of slides from it. I'm going to move it over here, and let me, how do you have to do the, there we go. So imagine a giant database, a database of documents, every document the U.S. government has created. That database exists. It even has a name. It's called Every Document the U.S. Government Has Ever Created and Hasn't Gotten Around to Throwing Out Yet. And you can query this database using an obscure engine called FOIA. And FOIA is, on the federal level, the Freedom of Information Act. This is a law that I like to describe as a citizen subpoena. You are able to send a request to a government agency saying, give me these records. I want to know about this. Give me this. Give me this file. Give me this form. I want to learn what the government's doing, how they're spending my money, any sort of variety of things. And then state by state, most states have a specific law for their jurisdiction. California, it's the California Public Records Act. In New Mexico, it's the Inspection of Public Records Act. In New York, it's called FOIL, the Freedom of Information Law. And how many people are from Georgia? Okay. So in Georgia, it's the Georgia Open Records Act. I think you might call that GORA or ORA or I don't
know.
The
Open Records Act.
Yeah. So let me just show you how awesome the Georgia records is, because this is from the Office of the Attorney General saying how to make an open records request. And it's three paragraphs that basically say, contact the custodian of records, ask for something, either writing or orally. And that's basically it. Doesn't really give you any more information how to find a custodian of public records. It doesn't tell you what your rights are other than an agency has to respond to it and tell you if they're going to reject it. So I want to sort of take you through a couple of the basics. And for the purposes of this presentation, what I want to do is show you three tools, and I want us to file some FOIA requests or public records requests while we're here, because we have some time, and
it's a workshop.
And it is a workshop, and I never took any classes on how to do this. You learn from trial and error. With Philip Lapsley and Michael Revnitsky, one is a phone freaker who has become a phone freak researcher, is the one who wrote those first few slides. Feel free to slow me down. They're the ones who had written those slides after filing thousands of requests. And in fact, I will sort of show you. Phil Lapsley has written a book called Exploding the Phone based it on his FOIA requests. This presentation that I took from was from Rummaging the Government's Attic, Lessons Learned from More Than 1,000 FOIA Requests. And they've kind of pioneered the idea of FOIA hacking, which would be, similarly that you might penetration test a system by continually trying to hit, various weak points in a computer network. What he does is he will send out a FOIA request, and then he'll get a response, and then based on that, he'll file 5 more, and based on those 5, he'll file 25, so far until he finds the information he wants and the information the government didn't want to hand over. And he's written a fun little idea of explanation of what a FOIA request should look like. And I think this is the most hilarious thing. Dudes, OMG, this is totally a request under the Freedom of Information Act, because you have to, it's always a good idea to say, this is a FOIA request, and that includes on your local level. Even though it may not be necessary to say that on a local level, it's a good signifier. Then you gotta describe what records you want, then you have to say, whether you're doing it for non-commercial purposes or you're doing it for commercial purposes. Most of you are going to be doing it as citizens or as journalists or as researchers, so you're going to want to say that. And then you've got to say, well, I'm willing to pay up to, say, $100 in copy fees, or I'm willing to pay up to $25 in copy fees. And then you're going to want to put your contact details in there. But that's if you're going to write it, yourself. What I would say is that we've got 3 resources that have made it in the last couple of years, have made it exceptionally easy to file and track your FOIA requests. He's trying to take a picture of it, but I want to sort of jump back to a slide. This is kind of the FOIA process, also from Phil Lapsley and Michael Rivnitsky. So you send your fax in, they receive the request. A few weeks later, they'll send you a letter saying, oh, hey, we got your request. Then they'll and they'll give you maybe an idea of how long it'll take, and then you may, they're supposed to give you something like within like 20 days or so, but oftentimes it may take up to a year to get something from the federal government. The state level tends to be a lot faster. So if there's a record that you want that you know the state government has and the federal government, I would say go for the state first, because oftentimes they have to get it to you within like 10 days. In New Mexico, they have, I think it's like 2 weeks or something like that. I don't know off the top of my head, but if they go longer than that, they are liable up to $100 a day for holding records too long or refusing to give them over. I want to sort of, before I just keep yammering on, I want to make sure K-Touch has nothing to add. Nope. Or has something to add.
Hang on.
An acknowledgement letter. Yeah, sorry. This is a presentation that was made at Hackers on Planet Earth in 2010. Hence the leet speak that's going on in it.
Hang on, one second. Throw the microphone to you.
Sure. Are you just asking for like clarification of terms?
That was it really. But additionally, so that we're not taking pictures of this and all that kind of, is this going to be available?
I'll put it on the track website, as it says on the board to the side. It'll be, the audio recording will be on there, and I'll try and put on each page. I'll put the links on the bottom.
What would be a better thing would be to put the actual original presentation.
I'll put a link to that presentation as well.
Yeah. So if you're good, I can sort of walk through some of these.
If you want, I'll give an example in a little bit while you're setting up the thing. If anybody was at the Cryptos panel the other day, one of our panelists, Alonka Dunning, actually sent a Freedom of Information request to the CIA and actually got information back from the CIA about the Cryptos sculpture. So I'll recount that while we're setting that up, and also talk a little about other countries, because you can request from other countries just as easily as from the US if you're interested in something. Again, from the penetration testing, if there's something that's international in nature, like a trade agreement, you know, it's attacking from another country's side. So there's always, you're not just limited to just the US, other countries. Even if you're in the US, you can often request under local laws in other countries as well. So you're not just, there's other places and other sources of information.
Right. So Muckrock is the one that I use the most often. It's of these three that I'm going to be showing you. It's the one that's been around the longest, and it's the one that is the most grassroots, I would say. It was founded by Michael Morrissey and Sean Musgrave, who are both reporters at the Boston Globe, although Michael Morrissey is leaving the Boston Globe, or he just left the Boston Globe for a Stanford Knight Fellowship for journalism to further develop Muckrock. The one thing to keep in mind with Muckrock, though, is that in order to support itself as a website, they do have a sort of subscription fee, but you know, that also has made it more sustainable, and I can't say to what extent the other sites will necessarily be around 2-3 years from now, because they are reliant on either foundation funding or they haven't really found a funding model for it. The main benefit for Muckrock, though, is that it actually has a substantial community of FOIA request filers and public request filers. So one of the things they'll do is have a lot of people all at once FOIA their local government to get records on a particular issue. The one that was probably the most prominent was called the drone census, where they had, you know, the entire community file requests for records related to drones with their local law enforcement, so we could get an idea of who's using drones, who's asking for drones, who's interested in drones. They're also doing one right now for devices called Stingrays, which capture cell phone you know, records, like they dump from cell phone towers, and they're currently doing a census like that. So if you're interested in FOIA and you're interested in helping, you know, crowdsource transparency, especially around certain technologies, this is a great site to use. So let me just show you how this works. So we're going to go and we're going to submit a request. Anybody have an idea for something that we'd like to see? We can do federal, we can do state, we can do local government, we can do whatever.
Okay, there's one I have.
Sure.
Let's toss the box to you so we can get it on the record.
So I'm just going to file it under my name because it's my account.
Okay.
But I can take your contact details, and when I get a response, I can show you, you know, how it turned out.
Okay. I would like to do this for the state of California.
Okay, so that's the California Public Records Act.
Okay.
And I'm having to type based on this. All right, so there we go. So the first thing I'm going to type in is California.
Okay.
And do that. And it's hard for me to see what I'm doing over here. Let's try. I'm going to refresh this because I feel like I've messed something up because I can't see. Or we perhaps have lost internet connection. Where's my mouse? Thanks for bearing with me with this. Okay. So I'm going to do state. Okay. Oh, and I've made it disappear again. Okay. Sorry, because that's an X that I keep clicking. Okay. All right. So generally speaking, you're going to want to write your own, unless there's, you know, you want to do some of the things that they already have, like try to get a mugshot or a criminal record. And these are not very easy to get in California. In other states, they're a lot easier to get. California, it's up to the local law enforcement agency to decide whether they want to release them or not. You know, this is like some of the more common ones, and it'll walk you through. Like, somebody has already come up with a request, and so they make it easier for you to be able to go through it. But we're going to write our own because you got an idea.
Okay.
And again, our internet connection is a little bit slow. The California Public Records Act is not one of the greatest that I've dealt with. There's no teeth to it. If somebody withholds a record, your the only thing you can really do is take it to court. Whereas, say, in New Mexico, which is one of the better laws that I've seen, if they reject your request, you can appeal it to the Attorney General, and the Attorney General can issue an opinion to the agency, and if the agency ignores the Attorney General has the ability to sue on your behalf. Or you can go sue yourself, and like I said, the damages or restitution, or whatever the right word is, the penalty for it is $100 a day, which goes to you. And I know a private detective who had put in for a request that the Department of revenue or Department of Finance, whatever it is, had withheld for more than a year. And in the end, he got more than $100,000 settlement out of it.
Really?
So, yeah, which isn't the necessarily the best thing for taxpayers. But, you know, when you have a corrupt agency that refuses to hand over records, you know, that's what they have to do. Okay, so tell me what this record is, what we're looking for.
I'm looking for the statistics on marijuana citations since the law was changed at the beginning of 2011.
Okay, so the I don't necessarily know that they're going to have statewide data on that.
Okay.
What they may have is on a local level, we could probably get some of that stuff. But you know what? Let's try. Let's see what we can do. So we're going to look for... If I'm misspelling something, will somebody tell me? Because I can't really see so well. So we're marijuana citation data.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, under California law, and this is different from place to place and how it goes, but under California law, you are allowed to just say what kind of thing you're looking for, not necessarily need the specific record, or you can just say the purposes of my request is this, and can you help me identify the records I'm looking for? And then the law says they have to help you identify the records. So let's say the purposes of this request is to seek data on the number of citations related to marijuana possession,
yes.
Just possession?
Possession.
Possession in the state of California on the state and local levels. For what years?
2011 and more recently.
I am specifically seeking records from January 2011 to the date that you received this request. Under the California Public Records Act, I understand that you may assist me in identifying response. Can you all see this? Should I make it larger?
Yeah, no, it's good. I think I don't.
I'll try to go on the larger. And responsive records. Yep, thank you. Runs records to my request. I am looking for statistical data. I mean, did I already say that? No, that's good. Or reports generated by reports or studies generated by the state.
That's an important thing to remember as well, is be specific a lot of the times, because if you're far too broad, they can often reject it for being just you're just fishing.
Yeah, but that's what's good about California, is that this is going to create a dialogue that
specifically goes, but in many other states it can be specific if you can.
Yeah.
I know.
Discuss this issue. Okay, so it said one sentence, but I think I have gone a little bit longer. All right, so we're going to do next one more. All right, so we got to do an agency. Now, for the sake of this, I am going to guess that we're going to do the Department of Justice. Does that sound right to you?
That's
California
good.
Department of Justice. Oh, sorry. If you had a question, I could answer. All right, so we are... So with Muckrock, you have a choice of whether this is going to go immediately public or not. I think that a lot of times it's good to go just unless you're like writing a story and you want your scoop, it's always good to go public, because then people will watch it and people will find it interesting. And sometimes people will duplicate the request.
Let me ask a question. All right, if you do that, does anyone know who it is who's requested the information?
It depends on how you register your account. If you use like a handle, it'll be the handle. But I mean, the Department of Justice is going to know who filed the request. But it's not going to do your contact information. But for the sake of this, let's...
Okay.
Well, no, because everybody here might be interested in following it. So I'm going to make it public.
Yeah, I'll add that to the
That's fine.
Page.
I'm just thinking for the future, for myself, where it might be sensitive.
Okay. So we hit submit request. And it has been sent. And if they don't... If You know, how this works is that the Department of Justice needs to respond to Muckrock's email address. And so if Muckrock does not receive an email from the Department of Justice by September 16th, Muckrock is going to send an email going saying, hey, where's my request? Like, I haven't heard from you. And they'll continually keep doing that until you get a request. Let me show you what this looks like as you're going through. So let me bring up another page. Okay, so here are ones that I've filed in the past. So I've just done that. So under the federal law, you know, federal agencies need to, if they're going to be on Facebook or they're going to be on Twitter, they need to sign specific terms of service that are specific to the government, because generally there are things in the terms of service, the default terms of service, that are incompatible with how the federal government runs things. And so I don't know if you saw last year, but the Office of Director of National Intelligence set up like a Tumblr page, and I was curious whether they had signed terms of service with Tumblr. And so here's my request. I described what I know. I've described an IC on the record, which is the name of it. They sent this letter, this letter back, and I got an email saying there's been an update, and I look over, and sure enough, there's a PDF that I've received, or the acknowledgement letter. And then when they didn't get a response, this is the email that Muckrock sent to them automatically. And then they wrote back saying, that they've already sent it, so keep an eye out for it. And then here's the record saying there's no responsive documents because they didn't feel like they needed to have a new Tumblr terms of service, and they were fine with it, which is totally acceptable. And I don't think they're withholding records improperly. I think that's actually the case. And that was kind of the response I was expecting from them. But that's generally how this process plays out. So let's do another one, but this time we're going to use a website called FOIA Machine that's really in early testing. This was a crowdsourced project that started off with a Stanford Knight Foundation fellow from the Center for Investigative Reporting. I was a donor to this project because I wanted to see where it went. They're hoping to use this to gather data on how various governments, how well they respond to information requests, and I think their ideal is to make this something that can be used to file FOIA requests internationally as well. So let's create a new one. Anybody else got an idea?
So is this a free service?
This one is free. It's still in beta testing. I don't. The risk with this one is that, I mean, they've just started. It's just in beta testing. They have a certain amount of funding, but right. With all things that have foundational funding, usually they're just kind of startup funding, and then later they need to figure out how they're going to exist forever.
Okay.
It all depends on what you're, whether you're willing to put out a little bit of money, whether you're not, whether you're willing to try it out. In the end, they may end up charging too, because you have to have a model that works. Okay. So,
well, a little disclaimer before I give you my subject. My interest is commercial, but this is my interest, not yours, so I don't know how you want to word this.
Okay.
I'm interested in well owners in Fulton County.
I want names,
addresses, phone numbers of anyone who has a permit to drill a drinking water well in Fulton County.
You can't get that in Georgia. Records Act.
Yeah, it's been really difficult. Okay, so that's he just answered.
Well, okay. Well, there you go.
The Privacy Records Act was
there.
The Privacy Records Act prevents it from being.
That was the answer.
It doesn't give out names and addresses.
Yeah, that was the answer I got. I got all the information with the names and addresses blacked out, and I couldn't get anything past that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that's tough. I think with oil wells, you can get a lot more, natural gas drilling operations. And that brings up another point, is that before you go to all the trouble of submitting this, just do like a basic Google search to make sure your record isn't already online, because there's a lot of databases that various government agencies have that have plenty of good information, that have the information you're looking for, and so just get it immediately rather than waiting, going through the whole process, especially if you're going to wait, 20 days and they send you an email back saying, well, here's your document, but, we do have a database of this stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then there's a lot of databases that just have great information. Like one of my favorite sites is FBO.gov, which is the federal contracting site. And it's designed to be a, you know, website for contractors who are wanting to bid on projects. But the public is allowed to use this. And I just use it to find out what surveillance equipment, and surveillance projects, and surveillance research they're, you know, bidding out. And I've learned a lot of things about drones and artificial intelligence and facial recognition just based on contracting documents. Well, I don't want to put this that guy, one is if he's already done it.
One. You had one, yeah.
The thing that interests me in the state of Georgia is the license plate readers.
And ALPR?
Their retention policies, access policies, and how much have they gathered as far as, you know, what's... So I'm curious, you know, something like that, is that really multiple requests, or how do you start
okay.
the process?
So that's a good question, because we are actually, EFF is actually suing the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, Los Angeles Police Department over ALPR-related records, so I actually know this very well. And I've been involved in trying to get records and working with journalists in California to get records. So you kind of have to go jurisdiction by jurisdiction. So I want to file a request for this right now. The question is, do you want to do it for the state police, or do you want to do it for the city or county you live in?
So that's a good question, because right now I'm not sure if the county does it.
Which county?
Gwinnett County. Or if only the state's doing it right
Gwinnett
now.
Gwinnett County.
Yeah, multiple counties do it.
Right, Gwinnett so, County may well have it at this so, point. Car-mounted.
Let's go Gwinnett County, I guess.
Gwinnett?
Gwinnett. Gwinnett. You know how to spell it.
Please spell it.
It's probably better to go to Georgia Department of Public Safety.
You want to do Georgia DPS? Is that okay with
you? Yeah, they manage the state patrol and state patrol for certain.
All right, okay.
Is that all right
for the
with
record,
you?
That's the Georgia's Department of Public Safety and the.
And is that the
patrol.
Title of it? Is it not like Georgia Highway Patrol? Is Georgia?
No, they control the over agency over this.
Public safety. There we go. Well, let's see. Georgia DPS ALPR records.
Yes.
Okay. So, let's see. All right, so let's look for Georgia. So, let's see. This is the other problem with a new site like this, is that they don't have necessarily all of the information in there. So it doesn't look like they have Georgia Department of Public Safety in there. So, we're going to do Georgia Department of Public Safety. All right. It looks
like the contact.
Yeah.
I think you click add new.
Let's do that. So, Georgia. So this is one of the reasons I don't use this site.
You got two departments off.
Department of, sorry, good call. Department of, thank you. And
click add new now.
I did that a second ago. Let me just copy and paste. So I don't have to mess up the typing again.
Doesn't seem to be working.
This is what happens with beta sites.
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't look to be listed at all. Not even a contact.
All right. Well.
Hold
we
on
try somebody else then.
Let me see. Makes a full screen. Sorry. Give me just a moment to. So I'm just going to pull it over here and see if I can do it when I'm actually looking at it.
In the meantime, we can talk a little about the,
the
UK side, for instance. But theirs is slightly different in that all public Freedom of Information Act requests in the UK are appealable, and there's it's a 4-stage process. They have to, you send one to the agency directly, or using some intermediate sites I don't remember offhand, and they've got 28 days to send an acknowledgement and a response, or they can request another 28 days to respond. And then if they deny you, you can appeal to them directly again, and they can, another 28 days, come back. And then if you don't like it, you can go to the Information Commissioner in the UK, and they can either force the agency to give the information or not. And if you don't like it, you can then appeal again. So there's basically 3 stages of appeal. And in a copyright consultation about 2 years ago with the UK Copyright Office, they did a consultation requesting evidence, and I responded, and they delayed the response by 3 weeks because they didn't like one of the submissions, which was mine. And then they sent a letter out to all the journalists saying, yes, we've redacted one or two of the submission responses in certain areas, and we've had to do this because they were just being so mean to certain people. I was being mean to collection agencies. That's the groups that go around saying, you've got to pay us money to play music or else we're going to sue you. So when I requested, you know, what was your data and your legal things, because they redacted it because they were afraid it was going to be libelous. It was all fact. In fact, it was what they redacted was links to stories where they had been threatening people and where collection agencies had tried to lean on things. A shopkeeper for singing songs in her shop as she worked, they threatened to sue her. Wanting truck drivers to pay performance licenses for the radio they listen to because the cab is their workplace. Things like that. They denied it, and then they said no because it's going to be privileged legal information. So there are a number of exceptions. At Torrent Freak, we filed one for the last few days. There's been some piracy. The City of London Police, not the Metropolitan Police, the City of London Police is a little 1 mile square area where all the banks are based, and also one of the few places in the world where corporations can vote. If that tells you anything about the City of London, it's the banking district, but they now run a police intellectual property crime unit, which is basically a police squad run by the copyright agencies. And we sent them a Freedom of Information request a week or two ago, asking for information on the advert hijacking and site takedown things. And they said, well, we're estimating work is going to take £25 per hour, and we've got a cap of £500, and we think it's going to be above that, so we just haven't bothered. No, denied. So we're going to have to go back and tailor it to exactly the sort of thing, because we asked very broad. And that's again what I was saying about keeping it specific. If we now know that it's a lot of data that they've got, so we've got to tailor it very specifically. So sometimes it can be a back and forth process. You have to file multiple requests. And on my first one, they said no because of libel. But why don't you file this request in a different way and maybe ask to point out where all the ones they redacted and for copies of the unredacted ones, for instance, which may be a different way to approach it. Sometimes the people denying you can be helpful in themselves. So it's not always adversarial. It can be. And there's actually a school district that has I can't remember where it is, but they have a Freedom of Information request denial officer. That's the actual person's job title. It's Freedom of FOIA denial officer for a school district. And of course, some agencies are notorious for refusing to answer them. I think the New York Police Department, am I right, Dave?
They're pretty bad, yeah.
They've got a reputation now for being very insistent on rejecting any Freedom of Information requests for any reason they can find, because there are a number of exceptions in the laws. No records found, or state secrets, or it's classified, or it's an ongoing investigation that you may compromise. So that's a That can be an issue there. Are we just about ready?
No, I think I got it. So I did just add it to, there it is. Select this contact.
Great.
So, yeah. So it looks like the problem with DPS of Georgia is that they have not put an email address in. Now, if I was in Muckrock, they probably already have it, but I couldn't find it. And I don't know why it's... Yeah, there you are. Good call. All right, so next. Okay, so we do the same thing we did before. I am seeking contracts, policies, and other records describing the use of where'd it go?
And ALPOs.
Where'd it go?
ALPOs.
And yeah, no, but it just disappeared on me.
Oh, sorry.
Where'd it go? See, I'm not a fan of this site.
It's been generated.
All right. Yeah, it has some problems. But we're gonna keep going. All right. I am seeking records related to the use of automatic license plate readers, often also called automated license plate scanners. And
third, place. You got place.
What?
License.
Plate. Good call.
License plate recognition systems, ALPRs.
And automatic license plate recognition systems. Systems, as well as the use of and access to private databases of ALPR data. Including those, let's just say that. I am seeking contracts and other procurement materials, as well as policies generated by the Department of Public Safety. And what else do we need? And any quarterly or annual reports about the efficacy of this technology. All right, so let's just go with that. And it's gonna say send now, and it's gonna be like, it can't send it, but it's gonna say.
It's gonna mail it.
Yeah, it's good. Will it actually mail it?
Or that's what it said. It said it was going to print it.
Or does it ask me to print it? I don't know. At this point, you probably need to
change the Muckrock.
Yeah, well, or just print it out and put it in the mail with a stamp. I mean, that's about it. Let's do one more from the other one, iFOIA, which is one is from the Reporters Committee of Free Press.
We've got a question.
Maybe. Oh, sure.
I had some questions about the not a specific FOIA, but in general. So some states limit FOIA requests to residents of the state.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any organization or method set up so if you're not able to do that, that they can do it for you?
Like a proxy?
Well, I mean, I don't know of anybody who's actually had a problem where they've run a citizen check.
Now, I know of at least one case where it did happen.
So. Right, how did they do it? Do you know?
The state refused it. They said, and there was a court case on the matter, and I think it went to the Supreme Court, and they said that, well, the state has decided this is records for the residents, and there are other ways to get it, but you can't use this particular method.
Was it Oklahoma?
What?
Was it Oklahoma?
I think it was I think it was one of the Carolinas, but I could be wrong.
So I don't know of any system set up to do that. I think, though, if you went through the Muckrock community, for example, you'd probably find somebody to file it for you who lives in that neighborhood, in that part of the world.
Okay.
What's that? Oh, yeah, I think that's what I would do in your case. I haven't actually dealt with that, although I don't think that stuff is really, like, kosher, but I guess you have cases on it.
And then a couple other questions about organized FOIA requests. So is there any assistance or guidance in, like, selecting which department or agency that you're going to go to, or do you have to just kind of know?
Kind of just have to know.
Yeah.
And then is there any automated clearinghouse or collective group about what's been requested?
Just in general? Yeah. So, I mean, oftentimes, I mean, I know the various federal agencies have to have to publish a log of FOIA requests, or at least they're supposed to. Your local agency, if they're actually organized and decent, they probably have a list of FOIAs. You know, they have like a log that they know what they're following, and you can just request, "I want a list of FOIAs you've requested," and then that's your FOIA, and they will have to give you that. And you can actually say, "I want a list of requests, and I want all the responses you gave to them," and then they got to give that over.
So you're FOIAing the FOIAs.
FOIAing the FOIAs. That's also like a kind of like, I don't know if it's a dirty trick, but that journalists use, but journalists will do that to undercut their competitors by FOIAing what the other reporters are FOIAing, so they can have the same story the same day, you know, that they get their records back.
One more, I guess, hypothetical question. So what I've been interested in doing is working on the concept of organizing these requests so that, can you request that the response be in a certain format so that you have a specific question that might be like a searchable tag, mm-hmm. so that when you request the FOIAs, you can search the FOIAs as though it were a database? Has there been any work along those lines?
Well, sorry, so you're looking for getting the data in a certain format.
Right, so like if I'm going to search for automated license plate readers, then can I ask the question so I would like a response that requests automated license plate readers, and my question has something like, under new standard FOIA tag ALPR, mm-hmm. So that that's in the question, so that if I get a PDF back, then, and I request, you know, the complete FOIA log, I can search the FOIA log electronically myself as a database.
So generally speaking, agencies aren't required to create new records for you that don't already exist in that format. That said, if it does already exist as a database, you can get the database. If it exists as Excel, they should give you the exact format they gave it into you, and then that would be searchable. I mean, there's a lot of efforts out there to have government make things machine readable and OCR'd. What happened there?
And just leave.
And we're seeing more of that with people around the country, going to systems that make everything machine readable. But then, you know, once if you get a record and it's not machine readable, there's various systems you can run it through, which is called OCR, optical character recognition.
Yeah.
And just run your record through that, and then you're able to search it yourself. It's unfortunate that that's what has to be done sometimes, but a lot of agencies are just technologically backwards, or they do it on purpose to make it difficult.
Yeah, that's happened a few times. They've taken very long PDFs and, you know, made sure that there is an image rather than a searchable text, or even sometimes tried to bury people in paperwork,
yeah.
by printing it all out and then charging the person receiving it for the printing.
Yeah, and charging you for the printing. Like, if you ask for emails, they will print out the entire chain of it, so you get the same series of, like, 10 emails over and over and over and over again, because they're not grabbing the new text, they're grabbing the entire text of the email each time.
And in fact, I think the CIA does it, they or the NSA, they take an email, they'll print it out, they may redact with like a marker, and then they'll rescan it in as a new thing. That's the redaction process, but you'll get charged for the time for doing each of those steps rather than just doing a digital redaction. You know, you'll be charged for the printing, then for the scanning time, then for the paper, and it ends up being a cost inflationary measure to dissuade you from requesting things.
Do you have another question?
Yeah.
Wait, he's got the box. Look at the box to you in a second.
So my question is, what happens after they refuse you?
That depends on the jurisdiction. So on the federal government, you have a lot of different options. Once you get it, you can, if they reject it, you can send them another letter saying, I want to appeal this, and then it's got to go up a step and they re-review it. If that rejected again, there's an agency called the Office of Government Information Services, right. I think. OGIS is what I know it as, O-G-I-S. And right. OGIS is an ombudsman of a kind, and they will go and they will advocate on your behalf with that agency. And I think that a lot of agencies just don't like dealing with OGIS because it's a pain in the ass right. to have them come and look at your records and ask you questions. So then that sometimes gets them moving on records. Then you got to sue.
Right.
And then you take it to court and you go from there. Now, other jurisdictions allow you to appeal, like I said, with New Mexico, allow you to appeal it to an attorney general. And then most agencies are not going to ignore the attorney general because that is the highest opinion outside of a court.
Is there a place to find the state by state response?
Yeah, I believe tactics? The Reporters Committee does. I was going to look it up before I came in here, but I ran out of time. So, but there is I can actually probably a state by state FOIA. And yep, it is the Reporters Committee on State Information Law. So, yep, that's actually the NFOIC is what it is. So the National Freedom of Information Coalition. They have it all sort of broken down. And that's often what I use. You can see that I clicked on things. And FOIA Advocates also has something, but that's just kind of like, here's the law.
And sometimes having the law itself can help because you can see how to construct it so that it's appropriate.
Because what I've learned they do in Georgia is they tend to, first it's as you learn that it's all by paper still. Mm-hmm. They call you with the response instead of send you a letter, and you have to formally demand the letter of refusal. And but at that point, you're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Do we sue, or is there alternative recourse?
Yep. Do you want to throw the box to this gentleman?
Yes, sir. Ready?
Great. I'm coming from a very amateur perspective, which is I want to sort of make this available to my 13-year-old son. Because there have been a couple of times when he's asked me questions, and I said, I just don't know. Mm-hmm. And this may not have been as intended, but may be a very good lesson for him. And a question is cost. What should I consider as far as cost with this? One of the things we saw in the beginning was a question of I'm willing to pay up to.
Right. So what I normally do when I'm doing it from EFF, EFF has a certain budget for getting copies of records, and we don't like paying fees at all, but in the end, if it's going to be $10, we may not put up a fight over $10.
Right.
So I would say that if you put at the bottom level, like you're willing to pay $10, but call you if there's going to be more. But most laws say that you can come and just inspect it, and that doesn't cost you anything to just like, I want to go look at the records. And so then you just got to go down to the agency and they'll put you in a little room and stay there as long as you like and read over the records and then get your information that way. Oftentimes what you might do is bring your own scanner or bring your, what I'll do is I'll bring my iPhone and I've got a little scanning app for it and just go click, click, click. And they can't charge you for that because that's something you're doing yourself. So, I would just put like as a default like $5 or $10. I mean, it depends on what you're asking. And then, that's, $5, $10 is not a lot to get copies of things. But they may, if you get anything more than that, start worrying about what they're trying to charge you for. Because a lot of people will try to get you to pay things that they're not legally allowed to get you to pay. Should we file one more? Or are we running out of time? Or?
I think we got eight minutes. So,
does anybody have any questions, or we should file one more?
Let's file one more. Let's make it themed.
Anybody have any? I've got sort of various default ones that I go to. If anybody,
how about
has
a dragon combon?
All right.
We had a little story last night. Anybody who was at Hacking 201? I wonder, incident logs for the parade in 2002. That'd be the city of Atlanta.
Well, okay.
Or something like that.
So the problem with going back as far as 2002 is whether they even keep the records that long.
That's true.
I think it was 2002.
No.
It was only our second year here. It had to have been 99.
The parade didn't start until 2002. But okay, yeah, that may be a problem then. Okay.
Well, let's
cost of policing, cost of policing the of policing Dragon Con then in say 2012.
Oh, I know how we can figure out the exact year. It was the year before Scott took over the crap. So what year was that? You started in 99?
No, I was director.
Okay.
Okay. There was a parade, and we did disrupt it unintentionally.
Yeah. So again, the problem with iFOIA as a beta-tested site is that, again, they don't have the contact details already in there, and that's one of the benefits of MuckRock is that they've already had enough people go through that it's a lot often more populated with this information. So. So we're going to do the Atlanta Police Department, is that right?
Yeah, let's do the Atlanta Police Department, right. Cost of policing DragonCon in 2012.
So they may not actually have records for that.
Okay.
So, but we can see. So one thing I always do is Atlanta to police, I just Google this. I went to the department, open records, and see if it just takes me to the page that has the, open records FAQ. And they've got more information than the Attorney General's office has. And oh, look, boom, email address. All right. Atlanta Police Department. That is not a last name. Okay. Let's just put this in there so somebody else has an easier time later. Share this contact with the FOIA community. All right, let's go next. And what did it not? It did not seem to like that.
First name,
it's making me do that. I mean, that's not me, that's
the system.
Is this me that it's asking for? Agency information. Well, see, this is definitely a design flaw, because...
UI failure.
Public affair, public records coordinator.
You can put custodian of records. Let's do it.
Custodian records. And, oh my gosh, really? Oh no, there we go. Standard letter, there you go. Okay, so the Recorders Committee used to have, before MuckRock came around, actually had a really good letter generator. So that might be one of the benefits of here. Okay, so we're looking for, I am seeking records related to the security operations surrounding the annual Dragon Con event in downtown Atlanta. I am seeking any generated reports that include details about the number of police officers assigned to Dragon Con, annual costs, reports to the city council. I'm just going to change this. Reports to the city council. You have a city council for Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Okay. Reports to the city council. And any
marshal's office?
Contracts with other jurisdictions or private security operators where it is related to related to to security at DragonCon. I am further seeking all incident reports that occurred within 500 feet of the following hotels.
Marriott Marquis.
Marriott Marquis.
2 days at the end.
Yeah. Marriott Marquis. They're going to totally reject this and charge me a lot of money, at which point I'm going to call up Dragon and say, do you guys actually want this data or not? Yeah.
Kickstarter.
Hilton Atlanta. What else do we got? The
Westin Peachtree.
Westin Peachtree.
Hyatt.
And
Atlanta.
Oh. I spelled my own name earlier. Hilton, it was the Westin what?
Peachtree.
Peachtree?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the...
Hyatt Regency.
Hyatt Regency.
Sheraton.
Yeah. We already got that. What is the name of the Sheraton?
I can't see.
The Sheraton.
Sheraton Atlanta.
There's probably more than one Sheraton.
Let's see. Sheraton, yeah. Downtown.
Downtown, yeah.
Atlanta. Sheraton, Atlanta.
Okay.
A family hotel.
Not up there at my last panel.
All right. Let's see. Anything else you can think of related to policing Atlanta and DragonCon?
No.
What?
The
parade
route.
We further seek information regarding.
Did the parade route go past the Capitol?
The cost.
No, it doesn't.
The cost of security at the annual parade, which would have been August 29th? No, August 30th, right? August 30th, 2014.
Have you stated a date or a range?
Yeah, I'm actually going to do that let's just do it for this year. Is there any reason not to do it for this year?
I thought you would want to do it for 99.
I don't think they're going to have the records for 99.
This year's fine. So we actually have something.
They're going to reject it anyway, so it doesn't really.
They'll give us something. There'll be something.
I'm bill it to Drew Myers.
Sure.
I mean, in the end, they may not. They may say these haven't been generated yet. At which point, then I just send it again, exactly as it was. So it's August 29th through September 1st, 2014, in downtown London. All right, let's do it.
May I offer a suggestion?
Yes.
Since the Kickstarter idea got allowed. DragonConDeliceReports.com.
Wait until we actually get a thing.
Yeah, so I just have an idea that for a fun panel next year that would cause a bit of a ruckus further upstairs, and I will not mention you at all, Scott, so no worries there. I just envisioned this domain called DragonConPoliceReports.com that's a collection of all the incident reports, arrest figures, anything involving DragonCon going as far back as we can get information and funding the whole thing with a Kickstarter project. That would be funny.
Yeah. So nothing. That's fine.
TheSmokingDragon.com was the comment that was made.
So another thing to keep in mind is that there's often fee waivers for non-commercial requesters who are doing it.
We set it up as a nonprofit.
Yeah, but what.
Not right now.
Just to give the advice that I'm giving is that they'll often do it if you're doing it in the public interest. If it is related to something that is of general interest, or if you are going to publish it online, if you're just doing it for yourself, they may do it. So we're going to say
publish it online and answer the question: is DragonCon truly family friendly and kids safe?
We are. I am willing to.
He's trying to shut the whole organization.
Pay up to.
He's trying to take it down in flames.
Please.
This is what happens when I'm no longer locked up in director duties and have no time to think of anything else. I come up with stuff like this.
Public interest to both is in the public interest. It is an issue of concern both to the residents and workers residents and workers in downtown Atlanta. as well as the 62,000 attendees.
Mm-hmm. 65
attendees.
Yeah. Well, no, 62 will be fine.
62 is what was on the FAQ sheet for the for DragonCon.
Oh, this year?
Yeah. That was the estimate
that I put out.
I heard Saturday was 67. What estimated?
That was, yeah. I'm just going to do 62. Mm. The estimated, I'll do estimated. Estimated entities of DragonCon. This request is on behalf of a group of how many people in this room?
20?
I think there's about
20. Let's just say 20.
20 people who participated in a panel on open government. The information we receive will be made publicly available on the internet. All right. Well, let me go back and say, beyond that, I am willing to pay up to $1 for records. If the estimate will be more than that and a waiver has been denied, please contact me. Please contact me. All right. So this is if you wanted to upload your own document. So sometimes what I'll do is if I have a copy of one document and I want more documents exactly like that, I may upload that, or I may say, here's a letter that refers to one thing. I want the document that is referred to in this letter. Or if you have the same version of the same letter on letterhead, you might do that. And where'd it go? There we go. Ready, but let's send by email. And it is, there's no, well, let me make sure I'm, because I might have to do this on just directly. View, exit full screen. Let's take a look. Where's my mouse? There it is. Did I send it? No, it's...
You minimized it, I think.
There you go. Hope I didn't just lose it.
I hope you understand I'm going to set this up, and I'm going to do this.
Oh, there it is.
I'm going to set it up as a tabloid journalism-style thing. You get press credentials for next year from the smoking
room. Oh, nope, there it is. There it is. So there's my request right there. Don't do it until I've gotten a response from them.
No, I won't.
But there it is. There's the request. Wait. Send. And then let me bring this back over here now so I can... And again, another issue with... No, it's just beta testing. There we go. No, I just needed to... It's just not... The screen isn't big enough. Alright. So now it's asking me if I want an email reminder of when that's due. I'm going to hit save. And... It's been sent. So we have done it. So we have sent 3 FOIA requests today, or public records requests today. You've seen the various tools out there, and, like I said, they all have their trade-offs, and you might play around with one or the other and see which one you like. That's about it. Let me see if there's anything else I've got. Credits. 3 FOIA sites. Funny slides I got from someone else.
Well, I'll put them onto the page.
Well, here just real quickly. Muckrock, iFOIA, and FOIA Machine. And I guess we're over our time, but does anybody have any other questions or
no?
Was that helpful at all?
I'll post the results when we get the results. I'll post them onto the page as well, so
yeah,
we can all have a nice learnable experience and have a lot of fun with it.
Cool. And my email address is dm@eff.org. If you file one. I'd love to hear how it goes. If you need help, just send me and let me know how, you know, if you run into a hard heartache with the agency that you request with. And yeah, just let me know, and maybe I can help. So, thumbs up.